Well, greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Amazing, unbelievable, astonishing things are happening on both sides of the Atlantic as we speak. And I'm talking about the attempts of both the United States of America and Europe to cope with their economic crisis. First, let me briefly read to you what is being reported about America's attempts. And quite frankly, the world doesn't look at what is happening here in this country with great favor. Here's an article by the German magazine Der Spiegel Online, dated July 15, but it also reports and quotes from other newspapers as to what they have to say. So this article goes on to say, to begin with no solution to the U.S. debt crisis in sight, the rest of the world is starting to get nervous. A U.S. default would have catastrophic consequences. The U.S. needs to raise its debt ceiling, currently set at $14.3 trillion by August 2, otherwise the country will run out of money. But negotiations between President Barack Obama and the top Republicans and Democrats have so far failed to make progress. This was written July 15. It's still true today. And then they start quoting from some other papers. They say the center-right Frankfurter Allgemeine writes, quote, a U.S. default and a lower credit rating would send stock prices through the floor and could choke off America's economic recovery with global repercussions. The politicians in Washington are playing with fire. Then this article by the conservative Die Welt. In this period of competing debt crises, America and Europe are looking at each other in amazement, with each side understanding less and less about what is happening on the other side of the Atlantic. While Europe's chaos is obvious to the Europeans and the rest of the world, there are few signs of self-doubt or self-awareness in the U.S. In the middle of the poker game between the two political parties to prevent a national default on August 2, polls show that 77% of Americans believe that they live in the world's greatest system of government, just as many are convinced that life is only worth living as an American. So Die Welt is saying that's amazing, that's puzzling, given the crises, the problems which America is encountering. The German paper Handelsblatt wrote, Washington still considers a default to be unimaginable. Obama doesn't want to go down in history as a president who bankrupted America, so the only alternative is another unsavory deal. The debt limit will be raised again just before the impending volcanic eruption, and I believe that too. I believe that's going to happen. But is that good? Notice how the article goes on to say, exacerbating the problem and postponing an attempt to solve the problem of the U.S. enormous debt to the next, not too distant, deadline. Investors are also counting on this scenario. That's the only explanation for the relative calm on the market for U.S. government bonds. That will change if, and I want to say when, the European Union crisis countries manage to sort out their finances, while the U.S. continues with its debt delusions. And now, perhaps the strongest commentary can be found in the German mass tabloid Bild, which kind of puts the finger on the nerve as to how people feel. And this is how they quote it. Playing poker is part of politics, as is theatrical posturing. That's fair enough. But what America is currently exhibiting is the worst kind of absurd theatrics. And the whole world is being held hostage. It goes on to say the political climate in the U.S. has been poisoned to a degree that it is hard for us Germans to imagine. But we should all fear the consequences. Even CNN wrote on July 20 that we should read and weep. They say hoping August 2 will come and go uneventfully, question mark. Read Wednesday's comments from Philadelphia Fed President Charles Plosser and weep. Plaza says the Federal Reserve is gearing up for a possible U.S. default should the loons in Congress fail to raise the debt. It goes on to say the discussion at the Fed highlights a possibility, however slim, that financial markets could utterly break down and take the economy down with them. The credit crunch after the Lehman Brothers bankruptcy would seem like a fond memory. After the economic plunge that would follow a mass rejection of Treasury debt as collateral. Those are among the catastrophic effects Ben Bernanke has noted now and again, and if Plosser doesn't go quite as far, he doesn't exactly do anything to put the mind at ease either. You see, I personally feel that they are going to raise the debt ceiling, but you see, it's only postponing the problem. Because we are going to face the same situation again in the not-too-distant future. And one of these days, it is going to collapse. It is going to collapse. You see, my friends, the Bible has told us that. The Bible has told us that America is going to go down, and this is an inevitable prophecy which can only be altered if the vast majority of Americans would turn back to God, something which is not very likely to happen, to say it mildly. We also heard that, of course, the space program has ended, and even though most would probably agree that the enormous amount of money spent on this program is not justified right now in the light of what is happening, nevertheless, there's, of course, another dimension here. And the British paper The Telegraph had this to say on July 21. It says, at one level, it is easy to wonder quite why $180 billion has been spent on keeping an out-of-date white elephant in the air. But then it goes on to say, the manned spaceflight program was a way for the U.S. to assert its confidence and demonstrate its will to do anything required to be number one. With the idea of American exceptionalism under review, we should not underestimate the capacity for this moment to be a blow to American morale. Yes, right now most Americans don't see it that way yet. They still believe their American way of life is going to be helping them to come out of this mess. But you see, one thing after the other is happening up to the point where they finally have to realize they're doing something wrong. But perhaps when they realize that, it may be too late for most. At the same time, let's turn our attention to what's happening in Europe. And I'd like to read to you from an amazing article by the British paper Express, dated July 13. An article which reflects what the Bible has been prophesying is going to happen in these last days. This article says, first, the rather dramatic bad news, a United States of Europe will come into being by the end of the year, perhaps even by the end of the summer. Now for the good news, Britain won't be part of it. Now, of course, they are most certainly advocating that Britain should not become part of the United States of Europe, which is in the making. It goes on to say that a rational response to the crisis they have right now, the economic crisis, would be to allow all these countries to reestablish their former currencies and let devaluation shrink their debts and kickstart growth. Now, that's, of course, debatable, but that is really the option the American or the European countries have. But nevertheless, the article goes on to say, but there is an iron will among the Europeans not to let that happen, because if it does, then the dream of a federal Europe will be gone forever. And so the article goes on to say that so in Brussels and Berlin and Paris, work is already proceeding apace on the plan to solve the failure of partial economic integration, called as monetary union, by leaping into full integration or fiscal union. Fiscal union will mean centrally imposed public spending controls, and crucially, the acceptance that the treasuries of all Eurozone countries will have ultimate liability for each other's debt. But the cost in terms of lost democracy would be enormous. Their democracies will be hollowed out, as all important economic decisions will require the consent of unelected officials in Brussels or Frankfurt, where the European Central Bank is based, with no recourse to domestic opinion. And then it goes on to say that to convince German public opinion to take on this new guarantor duty, Germany will have to become the dominant force behind monetary and fiscal policy throughout the Eurozone. It will, however reluctantly, have gained greater European domination through financial measures than it ever has gained by force of arms. Something which we have been telling you for decades, that the United States of Europe is forming and that Europe is going to be led by Germany. And people have scoffed at that when we have said it. But now, not too many scoff anymore. This article by the Express goes on to say, our, in other words, the British, EU membership will be rendered almost meaningless by a wholly integrated core from which we are mercifully excluded. As our political class desperately resists demands for a referendum on departing from the EU, a startling new possibility is emerging, that well before we see Britain leaving Europe, we are going to see much of Europe leaving Britain. And that is also something, my friends, which we have told you for years, that in all likelihood, Britain is not going to be part of at least the core nations of the United States of Europe. The Bible says that's going to be 10 nations or groups of nations leading Europe. And Britain is not part of them. In fact, animosity will develop between Europe and Britain, as it will between Europe and the United States of America. That too is prophesied. Watch the events and you will see how these prophecies come to fruition more and more. Die Welt, the paper, the German paper I quoted earlier, has also this to say about what is happening in Europe right now. Dated July 17, it says, the euro is not dead. It has a constructional mistake which must be corrected. The monetary union has to become a fiscal union. Exactly echoing what the British paper Express has said. And so we are seeing, my friends, that events get to the point where the return of Jesus Christ is very near, because that's what the Bible says. When we see this happening, when we see Europe growing, America and Great Britain and Canada and other English-speaking nations falling, it will be a very short time until Christ returns. And if you don't believe that, please read our free booklets, Europe in Prophecy, The Fall and Rise of Britain and America, and the Great Tribulation and the Day of the Lord. And keep watching our programs and listening to them, because we are going to keep you informed as to what is happening in the world and what is really important in the light of biblical prophecy. So thanks very much for watching today and listening to me. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.